Chapter 3. Step Dancing from Ireland. Some say that Irish dancing can trace its history back 2,000 years. The Celts settled in Ireland, and they brought their folk dances with them. Little is known about these early dances because the Viking raiders destroyed almost all records of the time. But art from this time period does show people in costumes dancing. Dancing was a part of the fairs that took place in Ireland during the Middle Ages. At the fairs, which are still popular today, people played music, danced, and sold goods. By the 1500s, there were several traditional dances. Some of them were the fading, jig, trenchmore, and sword dances. Map, Ireland. Map labels. Atlantic Ocean. Ireland. Feature box. No more pipes. Traditional Irish instruments are the fiddle, flute, and pipes. However, during England's rule of Ireland, England wanted the Irish to be more like the English, so in the 1600s they banned, or stopped, the Irish from playing the pipes. This caused people to dance and play music in secret. If the English caught them, the Irish could be fined money and were sometimes thrown in prison. In the fading dance, two lines form, with partners facing each other. The pairs then do simple steps. This dance is more formal than the others. The jig is the Irish dance that many people are familiar with today. In this dance, the steps are fast and the dancers appear to hop. The jig is also a dance of joy. The trenchmore is a big free-form country dance. Queen Elizabeth I loved to dance the trenchmore. She ruled England from 1558 to 1603. The sword dances were danced by men with swords. These were popular dances in which men showed their skill with swords as well as their skill as dancers. Caption: Modern-day dancers get ready to perform at this St. Patrick's Day festival in Ireland.